This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. It's no secret that you can't grow a crop of green veggies during a freezing northern BC winter. But if you happen to be spending a lot of time inside a large, heated building, you might be able to find a nook or cranny where you can fit a creative piece of technology into. Spurred by UMBC Sustainability Office, some enterprising University of Northern British Columbia students are getting resourceful with hydroponics. Maddie Tkachuk, the UMBC Sustainability Office's hydroponics coordinator, spearheads this agricultural innovation and chats with CIFA Radio on location. We're standing in front of a couple of hydroponic tents, and where are we?
This is in the Thirsty Moose here on campus at UMBC.
Excellent. So what's the plan?
So I'm planning to grow lettuce. Not sure of the variety yet, but I'll get to planting it later today. But we'll be growing lettuce on campus that will sell to the moose, and they'll be able to use it in the pub, like on their burgers, maybe their salads if it's enough. And I'll be doing it in two different methods for harvesting. So I'll be like letting it grow and cutting the whole plant down and then letting it regrow. And then, because there's three hydroponic units, so the two at the front will be growing like that and the one at the back will be pruned. And then we're gonna kind of test to see which one produces more lettuce by mass.
And I've heard people batting this idea around for a number of years, but it's actually happening. What enabled you to take this idea and actually put it into practice?
So initially it started with me being in Sinead Early's environmental citizenship class, that's ENVS 101, and I was in a group project with our theme as community, and we built DIY hydroponic kits using the Kratky method out of all recyclable materials found on campus and through people donating some stuff to us. And that turned into me applying for the Green Grant, and I got $3,000 to be able to buy three hydroponic units. And Anne Duong from the Sustainability Office helped me to find a good company. So it's called Hope Innovations, and it's actually located in Jasper. So it's not like local, but it's more local than just vertical from Toronto. So yeah, that's kind of how this all started. But I'm really excited to see how it goes.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that two hydroponic towers in the Thirsty Moose probably won't feed all of campus. Do you have ambitions for how this could, well, quite literally grow?
Yeah, so we've actually got three units total, but I'm hoping that it goes really well and eventually that it can get funded more to have more on campus, even if it's not like the towers, but even like living, actual green living walls would be really cool to have. But it'd be nice if over time it gets bigger and bigger and can expand into something that can start addressing food insecurity on campus and helping with food sovereignty.
Do you want to walk us through a little bit about the sustainability of the project itself?
For now, what we're trying to do is sell some of the produce back to the moose for like cost recovery, because if we can recover the cost, it's going to be easier to like continue funding it, because the idea would just be able to like make enough money basically just to fund it so that it can be sustainable. Like, I'm on an internship right now where I'm able to work on this and my time's compensated for, but over time I hope that it becomes like a permanent position, and if not, like at least volunteers can hopefully keep it running, especially after I graduate. Because I think too, it's literally right here in the Moose. It's somewhere that everybody like keeps coming and going to. So I mean, like, the interest is there, where like people will see it and be like, oh, I wanna be a part of this, right? Because when I was tabling for the Sustainability Office during SLO days, people were mentioning to me like, oh yeah, I've seen those, like that's so cool. And like, everyone's excited about it, right? Even when they're zipped up, cause they will be locked, but they do have like windows on the front. So people can just like come and like open the window and like look inside. So then they can see the food right there, which I think is awesome.
It's cool to get a look at sleeping plants, especially over the winter when we're not used to seeing them.
Yeah, definitely.
What are your hopes and dreams for the future of hydroponics, aquaponics, and food sovereignty on UMBC campus?
Yeah, so I do think food sovereignty is really important, and it does differ from food insecurity, where food insecurity is people having like a lack of food. Food sovereignty is being able to have the governance over your own food supply. And food sovereignty looks very different in the north compared to the south. So I think it's really important that we have things like hydroponics where we can grow food indoors. Even if it's not a large amount, it's still better than nothing, right? And there's a lot of different things happening in the north that I think need more attention. Like in Prince Rupert, they have these huge shipping containers that grow 500 heads of lettuce every week, and they're from the grocer, and I believe they're produced by the Makovic company in Nunavik. So that's starting to kind of get more attention. Like, they got their first grant for it in 2020, and it did so well, they got a second grant last month. So I think something like this, if these little ones go very well, the university could start seeing, oh, this is actually helping students especially, but we could even be expanding it into a bigger project, helping community needs too. UNBC is up on the hill. There's a lot of land here. There's no reason we couldn't get one of those shipping containers or the deep winter greenhouse that Sinead Early is working on. But yeah, I think this is a good step towards helping with food security and helping with food sovereignty too, especially on campus.
Right, all that future potential may very well start with a couple of tents right here in the Thirsty Moose.
Hopefully, yes.
I've heard about an incredible team of people on campus referred to as the G-Force. Can you please elaborate a little bit for us?
Yes, so the G-Force is like a group on campus to help promote sustainability around campus. We're always looking for more people to join. You get volunteer experience. For example, Joe Van Winkle is helping me today volunteer with my hydroponics and setting them up. But there's also like other opportunities too. Like if you have your own ideas, Anne's always willing to help people bring that to life. That's pretty much how I started. I ended up getting the green grant because of just being on the G-Force and getting to know Anne and learning about all these new opportunities. So definitely, if you can, join the G-Force. You can just contact Anne Duong by going to the sustainability office or emailing sustainability@unbc.ca or just messaging on Instagram or Facebook. We'll always reply there too.
When is Green Week approximately this year?
It's going to be March 17th to March 21st, and we're actually finalizing a lot of the events this week. During Green Week, I will be hosting a hydroponics workshop to do the DIY kit that I did in my ENVS 101 class last semester. So it's like a tiny little kit that can grow four plants in it, and it's using the Kratky method, and all of the supplies will be provided. It'll be completely free to attend and to participate in. And yeah, I'm hoping that's something that people will come to so that they can bring home something and start growing even their own lettuce at home. Because it'd be cool to like reduce the amount that you have to buy, reduce your grocery bills, even if it's only by like four heads of lettuce a month. It's still something, right? So we will hopefully have a schedule put out in the next like week or two. But definitely the hydroponics event is going to be one to go to for sure.
And if we want to find out about more sustainability events on campus, initiatives, how do we find out about them?
So definitely, if you have Instagram, follow UNBC Sustainability on Instagram, as well as their Facebook page, UNBC Sustainability, and the UNBC Sustainability webpage. If you just Google UNBC Sustainability, it'll come up. But Anne Duong has like pretty much everything you could imagine on there, including local businesses that are really good to support, different events happening on campus, student initiatives happening. And the board outside of the sustainability office always has posters and stuff for things coming up. That's definitely a great place to start.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or CFUR.ca.